Now we recording. We live.
Oh boy.
Too real for radio. It's just.
Just Blaze.
Just Blaze.
Just Blaze.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Oh boy. So I guess no Maximus today.
Yeah,
no,
this is Maximus. No. My name is Maximus all the time, man.
Ronan, where you at?
I don't know what my name is today. I might change it up next week too.
But you know
the boy, Kyle. Oop. Ronnie, the kid, whatever.
Man,
you want to go
by. We got so many exciting things to talk about tonight, right?
Too much.
But before we even get into that, everybody, I need you to like, share, subscribe to Real for Radio. We need the followers. Come on now, we're trying to get paid out here.
Good, trying to get a sponsor.
Y'all gonna get paid.
Exactly.
We gonna do a barbecue.
Benefit barbecue for y'all.
And if you're not a subscriber or a listener, you can't come to the barbecue.
Make sure y'all comment though. On every topic that we talk about, y'all give y'all input. We want to hear what y'all have to say about stuff, you know?
And if it's a particular topic that you all would like to hear, you know, feel free to email us at tworealforradio@gmail.com.
For sure.
I think that's our email.
There's a one in there, too.
Hey, yo, Just.
Yeah.
Is that our email address?
What is it?
What is our email address?
Hey, man, Kyle made that. I mean, Ronnie made that.
I got it.
Tell the people our email address.
The email address is 2.real.4.radio.1. No, actually, take that last dot out after the radio. It's just a one.
At gmail.com.
Don't worry about it. You know, you can always find us.
At the nearest Family Dollar.
For sure, the Family Dollar.
Sending food stamps.
And bean pies.
To the welfare, bitches.
Well.
Let me tell you something.
Appreciate you.
There's only 33,000 spots left in heaven, and you want to get one of them.
It's cold. Y'all read the story?
It's some cold.
Let's go.
Appreciate it.
This man got some jambalaya. We got a special guest coming on after he finishes lunch. You know how Hollywood people are.
Yeah, you know, they
show up to the studio with food. Don't bring everybody else lunch.
Hell nah.
We'll get on his ass.
They can't even bring us a fork to eat with. He a hoe.
Oh, boy. Y'all ready?
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Justo, what's going down today? What you done heard this week, man?
I heard.
Come on, what you hear? Come on.
Niggas out here acting like bitches.
Talk to him.
I'm going to let you know. All right, look. It ain't right. It ain't right for a dude to instigate on some shit just so he can get into the pussy, you know what I'm saying? And what I'm trying to say by that is, D'Angelo Russell, you know, he was chilling with Nick Young.
Okay.
You know, they thinking this ain't real, you know.
Where they
Nick
from?
Young played for the Lakers?
Yeah. He the number two draft pick for the Lakers. Okay. He went to Ohio State University. Yeah.
Let's go.
He nice. You know, he a nice little ball. You know, L.A.R. Day. It's my
Hooper.
Team.
Yeah, Hooper.
But I ain't going to even lie.
He nice?
He nice.
Oh, he nice.
Okay. He real nice.
You don't get pick number two if you're nice.
Yeah. He making like $5 million. So nice. He nice. You know.
Got a little pink, little white girl on the side.
But.
A little snow bunny.
Bitch, you know, Iggy.
Oh, he got a snow bunny?
Well, he had a snow bunny.
Oh, she
no,
gone?
That's Nick Young. Nick Young had it.
Oh, so Nick Young had a snow bunny?
Yeah, you know the
little snowflake?
That rapper.
Iggy, the fake Nicki Minaj.
Oh, there you go. Okay. She can't rap, but that's a different time.
Yeah, that's another time for that. We
want you on the show too, maybe. Just don't rap. You just can't rap on the show. You cannot rap on the show.
He's
not going to let that happen.
Still in the culture. Culture.
So, my bad. We bullshit. Go ahead. Tell the story.
Yeah, so, you know, they're chilling. Nick Young thinking, oh, this is my nigga, you know. This is my teammate. We've been together for about a year. But D'Angelo Russell asking him about all the hoes he's been sleeping with, you know. And I think he said that Nick Young was talking about he had fucked like some 19-year-old.
Uh-huh.
Some little Instagram model.
Uh-oh.
D'Angelo was asking about Amber Rose. And then Nick Young talking about, like, nah, you know, that's my girl's best friend. Like, I can't fuck with that.
Right, right.
But then Nick Young got caught up because he didn't realize what was happening. Next thing you know, the video leaks.
Oh, he was recording
video?
It?
Oh, yeah, my fault. D'Angelo Russell, you know, he was recording the whole thing.
What?
Yeah. So you supposed to be your teammate.
So
you
we
know?
Homeboys. So I call you and Kyle. I'm basically talking about these hoes I be popping off.
Popping
I
toes.
Used to pop.
Yeah.
You don't do it no more, though.
Nah, I
changed
retired.
Your life. Yeah,
yeah I turned in that car.
Yeah.
However, you guys decide to record. First of all, that's some whole shit. You a cop for recording. The only police record.
Exactly.
You already lost your first.
I think
strike.
His daddy a cop.
Yeah, his pops is a cop.
His daddy got a badge.
The apple don't fall too far from the tree. However,
little private investigator face ass.
Why would you record your homeboy talking to you about the most private shit in the world? Because you know, like you don't tell everybody who you
hell
pop
no.
or whoever you pop. Like you only got to select a few friends you're gonna deal with. Like, hey man, I got this down, and you got the whole rundown, and you know you was recording.
The whole
so that makes me think that you was acting a bitch anyway from the jump.
For sure.
Because you're recording, then you asking all these cop ass questions, and then you're gonna record them. Did Iggy make a deal with him? Like get this recorded for him. I'm gonna go with you next.
I think he's trying to slide the pussy.
Yeah, he's trying
you
to slide the pee.
Yeah,
what y'all think about her?
Iggy got a fat ass.
She got a fat ass, but I don't want
her. That's how shit all made, though. That's man
made. Yeah, for sure. Well, my thing is just like, Why was he even sitting there recording? Like, what type of nigga sits in a room with another nigga and starts recording?
What excuse do you have?
There is like, no excuse.
Come on.
Allegedly.
Like, in the way the video was, it's just like he was sitting there asking those questions purposefully just to get an answer out of him, just to see which
one.
Yeah,
ass.
Man. He tripping. Little, what is it? Late Night News face ass boy?
Yeah, Tom Sawyer with the 10 o'clock news. But, like, and then now it's so crazy because it's trickled down to the team, and that's kind of stuff affects team play. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Kobe Bryant and Shaq, and Shaq got caught up doing his thing, but Kobe, the one that really got caught in Colorado, hitting the little girl. Raw.
Oh, yeah, he tried to put his thumb in her booty or something like that.
And so once
that's before the song, huh?
Yeah, photo song. But once
he the OG,
caught,
you know,
he the originator,
the pioneer of the finger in the booty,
the thumb in the booty. Kobe Bryant, shout out to Kobe, thumb booty master.
That's
the
my
black
nigga.
Booty
number 824. You know,
head ass. Check this out though. So anyway, Kobe gets caught up, and at the time, you know, when people get caught doing bad things, they, you know, how they want to bring somebody in on it and bring negatives to you. So he's like, well, y'all ain't say nothing with Shaq. Shaq done paid off all these women for doing his this and that. So my thing is, first of all, you pulled the Kobe, bro. You lose your street cred, and you ain't got no team cred. Ain't nobody passing the ball. Coach, they might as well trade that dude, bro.
Ain't nobody
niggas
going to toss
is sitting
the
on
rock.
The locker room getting dressed in their other man's locker. Don't even want to be by this man because you a traitor, bro. You did the ultimate crime, a
whole
brother crime.
Oh, shit.
You never talk to a female about your bro.
Never.
And then you never record your bro.
Where's the loyalty, man?
You know what that means,
even
right?
Even if he was trying to be funny, that's just stupid.
Cool.
Like, that ain't funny.
In order for D'Angelo Russell to come through this, he got to win 3 rings.
Yeah,
he got 3 rings.
That?
I mean, Kobe, you know Kobe what? Got 5?
Okay, that's Kobe, though.
So, but I'm saying, number 2 draft pick, he got to prove it. You know, Kobe had a similar situation.
Yeah.
But he came through because he won them rings.
Yeah.
He became MVP.
He's still a bitch nigga in the streets, but he just respected on the basketball court.
You see, I be riding for Kobe, and he got people that's going to ride for him, too. Fuck the Celtics. Fuck Houston.
You
know what I'm saying?
We rebuilding right now. Hold up. He want to talk about the Celtics real quick. Let me just get on to that. You tripping out here now.
He forgot Rondo locked all that shit up.
Rondo, bitch ass. Look.
He did trip that
rest with a big baby, all them niggas. Paul Pierce,
you got the
Perkins,
all
this.
Hold up.
I fuck with Ray Allen.
Hey, we'll shut this podcast down, man. We shoot the vibe. You tripping. Tripping, Justo. You ain't gonna talk about myself.
So, Justo, you okay with niggas just telling they on their home?
I ain't okay with it. I ain't okay with it.
So, you're recording.
I'll do some slick shit like that.
We talking about our intimate. You know, we do a lot of stuff.
We do.
You telling me you record one of us confessing, like,
you best not.
Why ain't gotta go to me?
Because you take it for Kobe. You're the same.
I'm saying, look.
Captain Saber, face ass.
Look. He fucked up.
Okay, he fucked up.
Right.
But he put on for the city. You know what I'm saying?
He hasn't put on for the city.
What you mean?
Kobe has. I'm talking
that's
about
what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. But
not
that's what I
about
said.
Kobe. Don't compare him to Kobe because he's
but
not.
I'm not trying to compare him to Kobe. I'm
you
saying.
Comparing the situation?
I'm saying the situation.
Okay.
I'm
fuck
saying,
his situation.
Situation.
Yeah, I'm saying he made a bitch ass move.
Okay,
sure.
In order for him to come up
okay,
from that,
win some rings.
He got to win some rings.
So what's the odds of him winning rings or what I'm asking?
The way the Lakers are situated right now, I'm not going to lie. See.
I
ride for the Lakers. You
okay,
know,
but keep it real
but,
with yourself.
But
now.
They,
but
they
right.
take it. They take it so many else.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it is. It
so
is.
I don't know.
So it's gonna be a while. Nigga might not redeem himself as well. Just to see.
Look, he a rookie, so you know he got some time.
He
you
get
know.
Somebody to come over. Maybe LeBron. LeBrenda come play with LeBron.
Is it LeBron?
Is it
LeBrenda?
Is it LeBron or LeBron?
Oh,
damn. Was it LeBron James? LeBron James?
I don't know.
The who?
The
basketball player.
What's
his name? LeBrenda.
He played for who?
Cleveland.
Boy, I thought he was with the Heat. When he move over?
Oh, LeBrenda James don't play with the...
LeBrenda?
Yeah.
LeBrenda. I thought it was LeBri James. Boy, you a hug.
All I know is Steph Curry going to win the championship.
Man, you need to chill.
That's what's going to happen. Look, that's what y'all need to know. I ride for Kyrie, you know, because he nice.
Right.
LeBron cool. I don't really rock his shoes or anything. But I got to put on for the West Coast. Warriors going to win.
Why do you think the Warriors going to win?
Why?
Because they the best right now? Because they're doing
their
thing?
Best right now. Look, I knew Curry was nice since he was in college.
Boy, shit your
when he
ass
was in that three-point contest, I remember like it was yesterday. I was in high school. I seen him do that three-point contest. Nigga was dropping dimes. And I was just like, who this light-skinned nigga? And at the time, you know, dark skin was winning at the time. You know what I'm saying?
Dark skin
Cole wasn't really just popping just
winning?
Yet.
Yeah.
Drake was a little crybaby,
yeah.
So you know they weren't really messing with him. So,
not
you know,
a crybaby.
You know, dark skin was
Drake,
you know, coming
crying,
up.
Bro?
But then what happened? Curry. Chef Curry with the shot. You know what I'm saying?
Albino came through. White skin.
I don't know about that.
I don't
that.
Know if I'm black or white.
Look, confused head.
But he dropped it though.
On the arm.
Dropped it.
Shoot your ass out the gym.
Y'all like his shoes?
Hell no.
Okay, I thought I was the only one who hated the bitch.
They think they're going to make him shoot better. He didn't start tripping. But
this ain't like Mike hoe ass niggas.
I love that movie, by the way. Because he took a stand. You know, Nike wouldn't sign him just because he wanted to inscript, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. And they didn't want to let him put that on the shoe. So I'm like, I signed Under Armour. And Under Armour is popping right now with the kids. Like, they think that shit the next thing since Jordan.
Yeah, especially
them
white boys.
Yeah, they think they're going to make him hoop and run faster. We got a special guest in here, ladies and gentlemen. I can tell you what he's in here doing right now. He's playing with balls, ladies.
Michelle playing with balls.
Well, we're going to pause for the calls, man. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Brought to you by Real Nigga Hamburgers. If you want Real Nigga Hamburgers, stop at 3626 Scott Street and get a Real Nigga Hamburger. Back to the podcast. All right, back to the podcast. Justin, what else are we talking about today?
What the hell?
That was a commercial.
Y'all
break.
Never had one of them real nigga hammer.
He ain't been it.
Yeah, he ain't been it.
Guaranteed the key.
It's a McGreasy.
For sure. After the third visit, you guarantee the key.
What you get at McDowell's? Yeah. Is where you get it?
Yeah.
McDowell's.
Beach nigga.
McDowell's.
Oh, Coming to America face, boy.
So, let's talk about females. I want our guests to chime in on this. Come on, scoot a little closer. We're going to talk about the females. We're going to skip and then go back, all right?
We're going to skip and go
Since
back.
Since we got the guests in here. We're going to talk about females and their expectations during the coaching situation. You know, when you first talk to somebody, you get the norm, coating is an old school word for like
I thought it was court.
Court, yeah, it's coating, courting. Oh,
big country.
Country boy.
I was
Or just finish a biscuit and gravy.
To me.
So anyway, it's courting, coding. You know, people talk different, so I have to make sure I reach out to our listeners. Because you know, your ghetto hoes in Alabama listening too.
Not the ghetto hoes. What type of hoes I got?
You got the weak-ass Wisconsin hoes.
The Wisconsin hoes?
Yeah, them hoes like cheese heads. They like Green Bay Packers.
Hey, don't get more on Wisconsin hoes. Go fit.
I like cheese.
You like
cheese?
I like cheese. Anyway, we're just talking about the expectations women come with. Like, for instance, you meet a female. They think you're supposed to cake them, take them to the movies, take them to dinner. Maybe nails, maybe hair. It depends on how sweet of a brother you are. Because, you know, women try with the first is going to be, well, you think you can drop me off somewhere? They're going to hit you with that. You know, that's the setup.
Okay.
If they get you dropped somewhere, they feel like, I'll get them dropped somewhere, I can get some money out there. Well, I don't got my card. You think you can give me $20?
Hell no. Nah.
So, however you start, brothers, that's how you're going to finish. But anyway, I want to know what you guys think about the expectations. Like, women come with all these expectations, and then they don't want to come out with no draws. They don't want to do their part. So, like, what do you guys think about this double standard? Because we could easily say, hey, babe, I need a haircut, man. I need this and that.
What's up?
We're going to start with our guests, though. Let me ask you, my brother.
Let's hear what you got.
How do you feel about women with all their expectations?
Turn your little hoe-ass phone off, bro.
Man, hold on. First of all, man, it's your favorite asshole checking in. The motherfucking me cut. You know what I'm saying? What's up to my boys out here? You know what I'm saying? Follow me at _ coming to America. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking shout out to Third World Q's, the trouble chapter. Let's speak up about double standards. I think there's nothing wrong with having double standards, but you just got to know how you play the cards right.
For sure.
The first date, that's my treat. You know what I'm saying? I'm a gentleman, so I'm going to cater to you. I'm going to open the door.
Saving these hoes one hoe at a time.
And no, I'm not Captain Silverhoe. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Sure?
I'm a Darsky nigga. So,
Captain, get them draws, huh?
Captain Swah. You can call me Captain Swah. But the second date, that's a mutual thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm big on, I don't feel like a man should pay for everything.
Go ahead. Okay.
I feel as it is more attractive and it's more uplifting and powerful if a woman can say, "No, you know, baby, I got that. Let me pay for this."
Yeah,
that's more like
independent, huh?
Yeah, like
yeah, like she got her shit together.
Yeah, like it's like, damn, okay, well, I gotta get my shit together because you know what I'm saying.
We know your shit ain't together.
My shit ain't.
We know that. We know that. But continue. My bad for intruding. My bad. My bad.
Light skinned. He's like two light skinned niggas and two. He's two light skinned niggas and two. He's dark versus
light. Like number 10, they
look
like number
10. Literally.
Yeah,
but now. but now, like, I think I'm cool with a double title for, like, if we're going to do this 3-date rule thing before I even get in the draws. The third date, I expect you to be like, okay, no, baby, that's my treat.
Yeah. Mm.
If you're not going to give me the pussy on the third date, the next date, I expect you to be like, well, you got to come inside.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? What you think, Kyle?
Shit, this took some years to figure it out. Because, you know, I was always that nice guy. But, you know, I learned, you just got to give them the real deal. You got to let them know what your intentions are, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, now what I do, I go in there and let them know I have no expectations.
Okay.
but getting in them draws.
Yes, sir.
Just getting them draws.
Hello.
Come on, that's what you got to do. And then they can't be mad when I do get the draws and just let them. It just, because if I lie to them and let them say, yeah, I want to be with you, I want to do this, I want to do that, and get them draws.
Yeah.
And then move around, they're going to be upset. So if I let them know off the rip that, baby, happen. Baby, I'm just here.
So don't have no expectations.
I'm just here to dip drip. In this pussy like
and
a chip
drip.
And move around.
And
drip and drown, swim, you know, backstroking the pussy. Yeah. And get up
so
out of
let me it. Ask you this. Let me ask you guys this.
Don't ask
and
me.
It's crazy we talking about this.
But ladies, like, I don't do that no more.
He changed.
I went to Resurrection Sunday, so you know.
Hey, man. That pill patch that
hey, as long as your security get there, I'm shooting up the club. What's up?
So let me ask you guys this. What about you, that guy? You putting in this work, all this, you taking it to the moves, you doing your part as a cake daddy, right? And
I got my hand
you
up.
You're the number one cake daddy, but you calling up me weight like the realest asshole said.
Uh-huh.
You waiting on the third
oh,
day.
Oh, I think it was your favorite asshole.
Yeah, your favorite right. asshole. I'm sorry, my brother.
You look like an asshole. Don't worry about it. You look like
I'm
an asshole.
I'm losing my friend. Look, so, like you said, he put in this work. He on the third date. But what if you the dude that's doing all this work?
Come on.
And this a dude that ain't doing no work, and he get the squirt.
Then it's over then.
But you don't know. No. You don't know.
But you don't know.
That's how they do you. You the dude that's taking them out on date, man. Doing all this shit. Not you personally. I'm just saying, the average guy's trying. You trying to finesse it. So, of course, you're going to go buy this whole wing dealing for Timmy Chan.
Well, maybe.
But
maybe
at the end of the day,
get her the $5 box of Popeyes.
Saying,
don't
yeah.
check them out. Popeyes, I'm on my sponsor.
Get her a double cheeseburger, no pickles.
No pickles. No pickles.
But I think.
He said the double cheeseburger, no pickles. No,
I think you, man, niggas got to stop thinking like an average nigga. You
but
have
that's
to think,
cool.
You have to think two steps.
But what I'm saying, that's cool. That's what I'm saying.
Drop
is,
that knowledge.
What if you, the other dude that's getting played? This dude, you breaking bread, you going to work. I'm going to do this overtime.
Angry.
I'm trying to get you. Because I want you guys to understand. I don't want you guys to be misled by these dumb assholes, misguided.
Yeah, for sure.
Saucing on some of you niggas. Check it out.
Shut your ass Which one of you niggas getting sauced on?
What I'm saying is not to be long-winded, but what I'm saying is you putting all that work, my brothers, and she got this weak dude that's over there that ain't doing nothing. He ain't got no job, no. He's smoking black and miles.
Ain't got no game.
He and that pussy laying that dirt-ass pussy. You think you getting a piece of jewel, and really it's a leftover garbage dump from toxic waste field
waste
site.
Management.
Yeah, you hear me, BFI? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So, at the end of the day, you got to really know who you getting in cahoots with. These hoes will sell your dreams, smile. You think these hoes innocent, ain't
these
they?
These hoes
virgin?
Scandalous, man.
Come on.
These hoes
Hello?
Scandalous,
that's the time
man.
To drop them.
But you don't know. It's
you don't know.
I ain't gonna lie. I feel like everybody's been in that situation.
I know. We have.
Everybody.
I'm going to know the signs.
But yeah, that's what
know the signs.
I'm going to see. That's what Sir Henry was talking about.
Texting, when you with her, and then when you text this bitch, it'll take her hour to text you back.
You know something wrong.
See, that's exactly
one,
why you
all.
That's exactly why you got to be steps ahead. You got to be on your P's and Q's.
You got to be on your P's and Q's.
Give these boys a sign.
This is a sign. This is a sign. You already said cell phone.
Okay.
Second, you got a FaceTime.
Okay.
If I call you and he don't pick up my calls, but I know you're on the phone, what you doing?
Oh, I got to go.
So
I got to
call me.
I got to go. I got to
go. Go ahead.
You want to go ahead?
Go ahead.
Okay. Y'all know how y'all get meal points, right?
Okay.
If you see a bunch of niggas who get that card and get a full meal off that hoe, you know she's a thot. Mm. And I know some of y'all out there because I use some of y'all Tiger cards.
Oh, bye. And who got meal points? I need some points.
And then, just like,
give me your.
If you call her, right? And she hesitant.
Okay.
Right? Like, you like, oh, let me come over. Blah, blah, blah. What you doing?
Yeah, I got to go to class.
Yeah, I got to go to class.
But you at the club right now at 12 o'clock.
Even when she started, like,
so class don't matter.
Twerking on me, probably.
When she try to, like, not necessarily get in an argument with you, but try to cause, like, an issue with you just so she don't have to talk to you for a minute.
Yeah.
Shit like that. That's when you know, oh, she fucking with another.
So let's reverse the roles now, guys.
Yeah.
From the let's give the women some tip. Y'all don't go too deep in this shit, but let's give the women some female tip. I think women a tip when you know a guy's fucking up. I'm gonna tell you off the rip. I'm gonna give you one, but I ain't gonna give you one of mine. Let me see one. If you call this nigga after 12 and he can't never answer the phone and he can only text you,
what did the nigga at work? You can't use.
Oh, well, that's true.
Because niggas like me work. So
yeah.
I'm at work.
That's my excuse.
You know what I'm saying? I don't get tired.
Bitch, I'm at work. I can't.
Yo, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you.
Ladies,
I'm going to give you one. If you hit up a dude, and if a dude. If a dude only hits you up during the weekend,
yeah,
that means he's seeing somebody else.
I got one more. Go ahead.
There's no point. You're I'm only going to hit you up during the weekend knowing damn well it's Monday through Friday.
I got one. Ladies, these boys going to kill me. All the real G's going to kill me. If you want to pick your ugly ass up at the 2 o'clock, but you lose it, bitch. You really do some
little dog. You already took mine, bro. You
You can pick up at 2 o'clock. You can't speak to this nigga daytime, and he only see him at when the sun go down.
Man, ladies, I got one more.
I got one.
Man, ladies, man, if he only eat the pussy during the nighttime and he don't want to have sex when the lights are on, he sees someone
else. Bye.
If you getting a text, about what you're doing at like 2 a.m. on Limelight Sundays. And only on Limelight Sundays.
Yeah, he seen somebody else.
He seen somebody else.
I ain't even gonna lie.
I got one for y'all.
Go ahead.
If there's always this one girl on his Snapchat, that's normally the girl he messes with the most.
Nah.
I'm playing with you. Nah. You know that ain't true.
No, it's not true.
Check that best friend list.
It's not true.
You can't check it no more, can you? The best friend list on Snapchat, you know they don't update it.
Oh, you can't check other people's.
If you ask him what's his social media, and he say, I don't believe in social media.
Man, get out. You must leave now. You leave now.
Don't put everything out there.
So put everything out there.
We talked about Iggy and Justin, best friend, man, Kobe, and the other guy. Talking to his homeboy, recording his homeboy during the personal conversation. I thought that was horrible. Speaking of horrible, up next, Justin.
Horrible. Oh, Kyrie Irving?
Yeah, talk to
him. What happened?
What happened with this now?
All right, so Kehlani, you know, she...
Oh, man.
Yeah, you already know. Kehlani, singer, SoundCloud artist. You know, she you know... I feel like if a girl, you know, always hanging with niggas,
right?
Because she, you know, she's be with that group, HBK, over in the Bay or whatever. These my brothers, you know what I'm saying? Tell me if that's your brothers. I don't know. Every girl I ever met, they'd be like, "Oh, these my brothers." She a hoe.
No,
you
know? Man, see, look.
The story is she was with Party Next Door.
Right.
Right when she was coming up, and then when she started getting a little buzz, messing with Chance the Rapper or whatever. Mm-hmm.
She's messing with
Chance the
Rapper. Go ahead. She was messing with niggas, bro.
Yeah, when she got a little buzz, she got with what's that dude? Kyrie Irving.
Because
her, you know, Party Next Door, he pretty much dropped her.
Dropped her?
Yeah, but he still had her mentally. That's the problem.
Ooh.
And so
he dug in that soul.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so, Kehlani, you know, she's like, "Oh, this is my best friend, Kyrie. I love him. Blah blah blah." Right. And then they wind up getting together. And then recently, you know, she wrote on like Instagram or whatever talking about, Yeah, this is my guy. I love him. He's like the greatest ever. He saved me. I was in a dark place, whatever, yada, yada. And then, like an hour later, Party Next Door posted a picture. Talking about, me and the R&B singer, you know, up in bed or whatever.
I don't trust these hoes, man.
You can't trust them, man.
Can't trust them.
These hoes are scandalous, man.
But we just talked about that, man. I got a question
for y'all, fellas. Y'all ever knocked down a couple of y'all best friends?
Cover your best. What you mean, like your best friend that you be calling best friend?
Yeah,
I want you like that. Like, my brother.
Or like your play sister.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie. I'm knocking two of my best friends right now.
Bro. Not the best friend. I mean, I done knocked down my best friends before. None of the current best friends or nothing like that. I ain't none of the current best friends.
Your best friend.
You need to
chill. I just hope it's Catfish.
You can have one of my best friends. I'll put you in there.
You got me.
What's up, man?
Have I met Catfish?
You may. You said you've been catfished.
I said, have I met catfish?
Not yet.
I don't know catfish.
Yeah. So, did y'all got on Kyrie ass?
Man,
I need to step out and go drain this wizard. I need to make a longer toilet thing because my dick keep dropping in the water.
Oh, Jimmy the Cricket, boy, shut your ass.
Y'all see, wait till y'all hear his flow, then we ain't gonna have to rank.
Oh, my God.
The flow finna get exposed.
I just got one advice of Kyrie, man. You can't save these hoes, man. Okay. Kyrie, stop saving these hoes, man.
Yeah, Kyrie, stop saving these hoes.
But she's so stupid for the whole situation. She's so young, man. She don't know what the fuck going on. She just jumping dick to dick.
Okay, but let me ask y'all this. I know I kind of missed out because, you know, the dick situation in the original. I had to grab my dick in the water. I had to sanitize my dick.
You nasty as hell, bro.
Long story short, though,
dirty
this
ass.
How backwards these bitches is. Mm-hmm. And these I'm not gonna. All women are not bitches. Don't get me wrong on this podcast.
But this one is.
No, she's not a bitch. It's just something.
She's not a bitch.
The decisions that they made, the decisions that she made, made her become bitches. Like, she's a bitch now. She's in the bitch club.
I just asked you that. Is she a bitch now?
She's not a bitch, but she's in the bitch club. Check me out, though.
But how you get in the bitch club without being a bitch?
Johnny Crocker, chill out.
Hey, I'm just trying to sell the dream, man. Shut up.
So, check it out. This is how smart these motherfuckers are.
Right.
In the Bible, my brothers.
Oh, not the Bible.
It was a serpent that brung her the pear. Preach. Or whatever the forbidden fruit. First of all, bitch, why you talking to a snake? You
all right.
To take off running.
All right
and
now.
Then, bitch, you come bring that bullshit back to me, which is Adam, and tell me the snake say bite this shit. You didn't tell me it was a snake at first. But the logic, the whole point of my story is, bitch, this nigga make $90 million.
How much?
$90 million contract plus his shoe endorsements.
I was just about to ask about
so,
that.
So, what, that's another, what, at least $200 million, right? At least at the most. At the minimum, shit,
you
115.
All in his pockets and shit?
I'm just keeping it real, but this is how smart these
females
are.
Maybe
we'll
say extra 10 million. Maybe not.
Y'all
so
listen, y'all might learn something. But this is how smart these
okay.
females
Professor
are.
Face.
Now, then you have this
Professor
fucking musician that, what, when the last time somebody went platinum in the music game?
J. Cole.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. But how, before him, when was the last time?
Kanye went 250 million streams, so.
Okay, but we ain't talking about statistic head ass boy. What I'm saying is, it's been a while since somebody
did
went platinum, right?
He really did.
Oh, I'm handling because, you know, I still owe him. Went to the freestyle crew. Anyway, my point is,
really hyping those freestyle.
You go from a $90 million guy to a guy that you don't even know the record label.
He for sure go to Ether Freestyle.
I was just talking about how to eat for you. That's all.
Skinny
little the Vandross. Chill out.
Little baby face.
It's the takeover.
It's the warm-up. So my thing is, the logic is, the whole point is, because they're not going to let me fit these some rude black motherfuckers. My point, rude light-skinned motherfuckers.
My point is,
you go from a $90 million guy to a guy that you don't even know. He might, record label might drop him tomorrow. Now, the logic in that situation is, bitch, you're losing. You're a dumb hoe. You're a super stupid bitch. Because he got $90 million, and this nigga got probably like $900,000.
Hold up. Maybe she was in love, though, bro. Not everything is about the money.
Let me see her face.
Not everything is about the money, bro. Maybe she was in love, huh?
Hey, let me
Max, maybe she was in love.
And you're right. But you know what, ladies? All you
it's
ladies,
not all about the money.
You're right.
It's not.
Ladies. Somebody got to get taken to Popeye's once in a while because the brother broke.
You know what, though, ladies? Papa, I want you ladies to know that is Ronnie speaking, because one thing about Ronnie, he's saving one hoe at a time. Do you hear me?
Come on. Somebody
get a lot of money, ladies and gentlemen. Ronnie going to take care of you, baby.
I'm going to take care of you.
So,
baby, you ain't got to worry.
You can find him at 1-800-SAVE-A-HOE.
1-800-SAVE-A-HOE.
And push Ronnie on extension.
For sure, push Ronnie.
Can we get to this freestyle? Because that'll piss me. I'm trying to tell these motherfuckers, gang, y'all want to be talking over me. These some rules.
But yeah,
me.
Y'all,
no,
just,
I'm with you. I'm with
just
you.
Remember
y'all
the comment.
Feel me though? Do y'all feel me?
We want to know what y'all think about it. What y'all think about this whole situation?
What's the email address so they can tell us, though?
The email. No, they can comment on the
just comment on the
yeah, they comment on the bottom.
Podcast.
Yeah, it's right on iTunes.
For sure. They comment on that bad boy.
So this is Too Real for Radio, man. We're going to get out of here. We're going to do our weekly freestyle. We had a special guest today, the asshole.
Your
right?
favorite asshole.
Your favorite asshole. You want to give your last
shout out to mama and them.
Just remember, y'all, I ain't no rapper, but I'm about to go.
That's your favorite excuse every time.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You want to start off? You gonna crank?
Nah.
You gotta talk to this mic
right here.
We're gonna crank it.
Come on, go ahead and work out.
Mm-hmm.
Don't store it off. Favorite asshole chicken in. Let's go.
Check in.
Yeah.
It goes down in the. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold up. What's up, man? What's up,
let's
man?
Go.
Your favorite asshole checking in on some motherfucking me third world kids has been. Hold on. I tell your girl, let me slide in the DM.
Yeah,
put it in her butt.
Yeah.
She said, oh, baby, let me put it in my mouth. Hold up.
That's all you got, fool?
That's all I got.
Can I? All right, let's go. My boy, Ronnie.
Yeah.
Let's go, Ronnie.
It goes down in the DM. Kill a cow about the flow when you're being.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah, you know I'm about to motherfucking work. Yeah. Your bitch got the money cause she went to twerk.
Yeah.
Sliding down the pole, now she on my dick.
Ooh.
She bouncing on my shit like a pogo stick.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Making love to your favorite freak.
Yeah.
She said she wanted, I'm about to go in. And motherfucking out. The pussy wet, it never was a drought. Shout out to Future. You can take that from me though, bro. But you know, that's Killer Kyle.
Yeah.
Ronnie on the beat. Nigga by the fleet. Changing up the flow.
Yeah.
Let a nigga know.
Yeah.
Ooh. Nigga about to glow.
Yeah.
freestyle on the flow. Nigga going wild and you know you gotta know.
Woo!
Wrecking.
Yeah.
I want you, baby.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Hey. FaceTime me that pussy.
Yeah. Woo!
Fake niggas don't push me.
Yeah.
I'm about to wreck the podcast.
Woo!
Yeah, my niggas be doing that broadcast.
Yeah.
Third World Q's in the building. No.
Right.
My nigga Mike Bargan just snatch a hoe.
Right.
Hit that hoe like stop, then we fucking go.
Right.
I'ma roll off, I don't know you no more.
Oh, no.
Finna go to the store and roll it up.
Roll it up.
That's that gas, got it all up in my truck.
Mm.
Come on. Nigga Justin on the side from the west.
West.
Yeah. Throw it up, south side, we the best.
Yeah.
Third Ward, Texas, and we just handling it. Come through in this bitch, we about to damage
it.
Hit the bitch from the back and she said, came through, I told that bitch I like that pussy. Yeah, it's Max about to jam on his pies, though.
Yeah.
Spring Fist about to kick in the fucking
damn, dome. Son, where'd you find that?
Let's go, bring that bitch
back.
Hey, we gotta bring my nigga Lil Luther in. He's gonna come wreck Lil Luther Van Dross. Come drip on him one time. Podcasting, let's go. Yeah! Yeah.
Y'all should say
this nigga face.
Yeah.
Stop. Let's go. And it starts. Yo. My name is Young Just. Better realize. You better trust. It's that nigga Maxi. I'm about to wreck it. I'm going in. It's that Easter flow. Get it, yo.
Let's go.
I'ma go in. No.
Yeah.
Roll it on.
Yeah.
Oh, Deggy. Yeah, we on.
His wrist is empty right now, y'all.
This ugly nigga talking shit.
Yeah.
Nigga about to go in.
Let him use it.
That's all
you
right.
You need to realize, I'm that nigga, boy. Don't come for me, yo.
Let's go.
Stand up real tall, boy.
Though,
I see Jody on the street. Yeah, I cussed that nigga up. I shot him on the street. Yeah, get it nice.
Let's go.
I'm that nigga. Yeah, I hit it twice.
Asshole. Get that hoe, asshole. That
I'm
asshole.
That real motherfucker. Better get it. Yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Maxi talk. I'm gonna keep going, yo.
Yeah, come on. Let the asshole
go. I just got it back. This nigga talking slick. I'm about to smack. Yo, Maximus, talk again.
Damn.
Boy, I'm about to dig a grave for you, man.
Damn, let's go.
I'm about to dig a grave for you, man.
Bitch, nigga.
Tell your niggas, man, pull up to the scene.
So
man.
What?
Got my niggas with me, about to fuck your bitch, man.
Go.
Hold up, niggas, man. We got money in our pocket, man.
Yeah.
We got money, man. Niggas, they dripping, man. Sour Houston, Texas, nigga. Hold up, fuck it, man.
Yeah.
Hold up, roll on. Third World Houston, Texas, man.
Come on. Yeah.
Third World Q is about to put it in your butt, man.
Woo!
That's what y'all do.
He talking to the hoes, though, no
he
niggas.
Said, yeah.
He ain't talking to the niggas, no hoes.
He said the butt.
He said the butt. Check us out next week, podcast, broadcast.
Yeah.
Too Real for Radio. Hey, you never know what you might get.
You don't forget.
April 16, we got my boy Plies coming through. Oh, boy.
Bye.
Check it out, man. April 13, we got the motherfucking in that mansion, man. Knockout round 2, man.
You hear me? Bitch, nigga. So what?